I don't want to give the impression that I am one of those nut jobs who listens to the voices in her head, but in all honesty, I am someone who listens to the voices in her head. Like most people, I hear the voices of my children, my parents, past and present partners, friends and acquaintances who babble away and bounce off the walls of my head. But there is another voice, the voice within, that originates not from my head but from my heart. A kind, soulful, authoritative voice, a sort of Dumbledore meets Peggy Wood when she played the Mother Superior in The Sound of Music, the voice of God. And for a big chunk of my life, the voice within has been steering me toward a religious vocation. The voice within has been calling me to be a nun. At least, I am pretty certain he said nun. God is a bit of a low talker, and from time to time, he gets drowned out by some of the louder, more excitable voices. Did he absolutely say nun, or did he say run? If it was run, then wouldn't I be gravitating towards spandex and marathons rather than habits and convents? Bun? Dun? Fun? Gun? Pun? Sun? Oh, sun! I could so get behind sun. But no, there were no sibilants in what he had said. It was definitely none. If that was the case, then what sort of nun to be accepts an engagement ring? It was like two-timing God. During our courtship, Colin's laconic attitude toward marriage had always pulled me up short. And in the long stretches of solitude, I alternately nursed my bruised ego and reassessed my future. If he didn't love me enough to marry me, who would? If marriage wasn't in the cards, what was? Did I need to be married again? What would I do with the rest of my life? Subconsciously, I was writing a new chapter for myself. What I was absolutely certain about was that I was done with what Isak Dinesen referred to as the business of being a woman. In this case, the type of mature woman that society was funneling me toward. A tepid, somewhat infantilized character obsessed with appearance, dithering about whether to consign every wrinkle to a syringe or a surgeon's scalpel, mulling over dubious fashion advice, and sprinkling in light amusements such as gardening and cooking. The world seems in an awful hurry to scoot midlife women into a pre-retirement stupor. By contrast, I had an urge to explore, question, prod, to belong and yet to set myself apart and take up the challenge Carol Hybrin passionately declared, we should make use of our security, our seniority, to take risks, to make noise, to be courageous, to become unpopular. Oh, it is easy to be unpopular these days. You just have to mention that you're in your 50s to feel the slap from the media, society, and governments for not looking or being 20, for not responding to their coups to retire early and hustle into the cocoon of a retirement home, for not making way for the stampeding generations behind you. You can hear Western society's toe tap with impatience as it waits for us to shuffle into the shadows. It used to be the churches that railed at us from the pulpit about our unworthiness. Now it is the media that preaches and tell us we are too fat, too old, not attractive enough, not rich enough, not smart enough. After 2 decades of juggling single parenthood and deadline-driven jobs, I didn't need any preaching, not that kind anyway. There's a natural inclination as you age to draw toward the spiritual, but the restless energy and the itch in my soul that needed to be scratched had nothing to do with joining a church group or attending religious conferences. It was a stronger and deeper tug that had a note of urgency to it. So when the voice within piped up for the umpteenth time with the suggestion, become a nun, it was a perfectly logical and sensible proposition. Of course, I did not heed the call at first. I said yes to marriage. Then, a few days after Colin and I became engaged, as the plane returning me to Canada sliced through the atmosphere dividing heaven and earth, I had a change of heart. I loved Colin, and I did not want to hurt him. But by agreeing to marriage, I would be firmly closing the door on the nun option and tossing away the key forever. The idea of ending my days without ever responding to this persistent call to religious life broadsided me. I saw the opportunities of life, rarer as you get older, trickle away. Saw myself on my deathbed, encircled by a Greek chorus of wailing ex-husbands and ex-boyfriends, and being asked about regrets. And my response would be, I had the chance to see if I was nun material, and I regret not testing that vocation.